CBS correspondent Scott McFarland is with us live on WBEN this morning. It appears it's going to be a very big week for President Biden. Scott, with the convention drawing closer, is the Democratic Party going to remain unified?
Oh, they're already splintered. I think that became clear over the past 72 hours, especially last night. You now have five U.S. House Democrats who've specifically said the president should withdraw. Our CBS News reporting is four high-ranking Democrats expressed a similar sentiment on a call yesterday afternoon. But overnight, there were members of the Congressional Black Caucus issuing statements that were unequivocal that President Biden should remain the nominee. So you've already got a divide inside the Democratic Party among its elected officials. It really is just the worst possible time. On the eve of the GOP convention, weeks away from the Democratic convention, and less than 4 months until the election.
So realistically, as you mentioned that, you know, just a few weeks away from the Democratic election, if decisions are going to be made or if a change is going to happen, what does that timeline have to look like?
Well, Brian, I mean, members of Congress who've called on President Biden to withdraw have also emphasized that time is short, that a decision has to be made soon because they would have to stand up the new campaign and the next candidate. And times are wasting. Not only are we getting close to Election Day, but think of all the things coming down the pike. The Republican convention next week will steal a lot of the nation's attention. You have the Olympics. You have, of course, the Democratic convention. You have a NATO summit this week. Of course, the news world will stop if something big were to happen with the president. But there's only so many opportunities to command the world's attention if you're going to try to execute a strategy as bold and as necessarily thorough as replacing a candidate for president. And there's also this concern that the longer this draws out, the more President Biden will have seemed to have been pushed out versus chosen to step out. And that changes the trajectory of the politics for the next person, too.
Do you see Thursday as maybe the next big test for the president when he hosts a NATO summit and holds a news conference?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's likely to be the largest and most unscripted platform the president will have over the next few days. But I can tell you, over the past few days, following the president, on the road with the president, everything he does now, every physical move he makes, every word he says is scrutinized in a way it's never been scrutinized before. How did he walk onto the stage? What did he say in this remark, in that remark? And I'm not sure how sustainable that is for the president. If every move, every granular step is watched under a microscope. There's all types of bear traps between now and Thursday, but I think you're right. I think Thursday is the next big test.
Well, I'm wondering what the center point of debate is. You know, amongst Democrats and four more who are calling for him to step aside, are they saying that he's not fit for the campaign or that he's not fit to hold office? And is there a big difference there?
I think there is a big difference, Brian, and none of the Democrats who are on the record saying the president should withdraw from the race has said he should step down from the White House, from the presidency. I think the argument they're making is much narrower, that they don't think he has the best chance of winning the campaign, of being the winning candidate. And there may be a broader issue about how this president would function 4 years from now if there are questions being raised, you know, today. But Republicans are clearly going to take this opportunity. They're going to try to fan these flames this week now that they're coming back to Capitol Hill. They'll talk about the 25th Amendment, invoking it to remove the president. They'll talk about questioning, if not subpoenaing, the president's White House physician to ask him questions. Now, they've kept their powder dry largely over the last 10 days, but they're all back in Washington this week, and they're not terribly good, elected officials are, at keeping their powder dry for long.
Scott, if not Biden, is the VP, is Kamala Harris the alternative, or is there anyone else?
Well, I think that those who've spoken, who put themselves out there and said we should find a different path, those people have largely said the vice president seems to be just the person for the job. Battle-tested, infrastructure's in place already. She can inherit so much of what's already been built up by this campaign and can take the fight to Donald Trump. But that's another issue, isn't it? I mean, you already have a splinter, a noticeable splinter inside the Democratic Party about what to do next. If the president were to step aside, I don't think that splinter is going to go away. if they're already divided on this issue, you think something as polarizing or as thorny as who should run next in this four-month sprint is going to divide them further? That they think that's going to be naive.
Well, Scott, we appreciate the time. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Scott McFarland joining us, covering the White House for CBS News.